Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Jamie.
So good to be here. Woohoo! We were just laughing about how we take so long to get started on our podcast.
We've been here for 2 hours talking.
I know.
Before we turn the recorder on.
Don't tell our husbands.
We're working so hard.
We are. We have a lot we have to plan. There's a lot
of planning that takes place.
Yes.
A lot of rabbit holes.
That we sometimes go down.
Sometimes.
They're important, but we're serious
most of the time.
Right? I need to, like, get there.
Right.
Make sure we've gotten everything under my belt. Get
space before we get to this point.
Yeah. It's important. Anyway, we're so excited because today is our book club. We love book club weeks. It's so fun.
It's so fun to actually not have to hold back.
Yes.
From what we can and cannot say.
Seriously.
That's...
I never want to spoil a book that I'm just, like, reviewing quickly.
Right. And I worry often that I'm saying too much or leading to,
yes, onto something.
And so it's a little stressful to talk about a book and know what you should and shouldn't say.
I know. But we don't have to worry about that this week. This week,
no,
all bets are off. We're talking about everything.
Spoiler alert.
Be ready. Not yet. If you still want to listen.
Okay, keep listening.
We're not going to start yet. We do want to also announce March's book club pick.
I kind of am excited.
This is we're taking
a weird way to put it.
Into a new genre.
I'm going out of my comfort zone.
I have read books like this before and I like them. I wouldn't say it's like the first genre I go to, but like sometimes I need a break from like my regular stuff and it's a nice break to go and read these kinds of books.
This is a genre I very much don't usually go to. However, how do you say no to 290 something ratings on Goodreads?
And like 4 point something review, like overall review.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Stars, like 4.81. Is that what it said?
4.1.
Oh, sorry. 4.1.
4.1, but still, it has 279,000 ratings with a 4.1 rating, overall rating, which is, that's incredible.
Mind-blowing. That was my mind just blowing, that sound I just made.
It was really
good. If you're wondering what sound effect I used, it was the mind-blowing one.
Amazing. We are super excited about it. It's called... That's my wonderful drum roll. Dark Matter by Blake Crouch.
Yes. Which, like I said, not my genre, but I actually read his book that came out last year, Recursion.
Okay. I've not read any of his books. He's written a lot of books, we learned.
Yes, a lot of books. And Recursion was great. I have a hard time with my brain clicking into sci-fi sometimes.
Sometimes I like it.
It's almost too much thinking.
It does require some thinking. And I'm
like, maybe I feel like a lazy reader.
Sure.
And I have to think more on this to keep track of things.
I get that.
But Recursion was really good. Like, it read like a movie. I could see it playing out.
Yeah. Sometimes for me, I need a break from reality. Sometimes reality can feel heavy or, like, so much. And this is, like... I can go escape away to this non-reality and, like, enjoy this other world that I have no, like, ties to and, like, walk away being like, wow, that was cool.
See, that's not how I feel about it when I read it. When I read it, I'm like, I don't ever want this to be our future. Like, this could be our future and I don't want it to be.
I guess I never get a little nervous about it that way. Like, be real.
How far advanced are we going to be in 50 years? Could this be possible? And then I start to freak out.
Well, you probably will be old enough that you won't have to worry about that in 50 years.
Are you saying I'm old?
No, come on. I just mean that then you will be.
Yeah.
And then it won't matter.
Maybe I'll have Alzheimer's by then, so I won't.
Just like you'll just stay in your house with your dog.
I like that idea.
Right? And like so you won't have to worry about this stuff. Let me read the synopsis.
Let's go back to the book.
So that you know what we're talking about here. Okay, Dark Matter. Here's the synopsis. Jason Dessen is walking home through the chilly Chicago streets one night, looking forward to a quiet evening in front of the fireplace with his wife, Daniela, and their son, Charlie, when his reality shatters. Are you happy in your life? Those are the last words Jason Dessen hears before the masked abductor knocks him unconscious. Before he awakens to find himself strapped to a gurney surrounded by strangers in hazmat suits, before the man he's ever met smiles down at him and says, "Welcome back." In this world he's woken up to, Jason's life is not the one he knows. His wife is not his wife. His son was never born. And Jason is not an ordinary college physics professor, but a celebrated genius who has achieved something remarkable, something impossible. Is it this world or the other that's the dream? And even if the home he remembers is real, how can Jason possibly make it back to the family he loves? The answers lie in a journey more wondrous and horrifying than anything he could have imagined, one that will force him to confront the darkest parts of himself, even as he battles a terrifying, seemingly unbeatable foe.
Whoa! Da-da-da. Heavy.
Right?
This is a lot.
So we're talking like, I don't know, like
alternate
realities. Right.
Why? What's happening?
What in the world did he discover that's so amazing? And who's amazing? His foe? Right.
Someone's out to get him.
I don't know. I'm excited to read this one.
I'm excited to see if it lives up to its reviews and ratings. Right. And to grab me in, like, maybe this is, like, it. Like, after this, I'm like, give me more of this genre.
Ooh.
That's always a good thing.
Like, right?
There's just more books to add to my list if it works.
Right? It's never bad. No. You can just be like, I read this book.
Yeah. And if not, then I can be like, you know what? I read it. Not my cup of tea.
I don't know. I think we're going to have a lot to talk about.
I think so, too.
This is like... I'm already like going down all of these roads that I don't want to go yet because I haven't read it yet.
And because now we're going to talk about what we did just read.
Ooh, can't wait. So we read this week or this month, Home Before Dark.
By Riley Sager.
So excited to talk about it.
Let's talk.
So here is our spoiler alert.
Here's your official spoiler.
If you want to wait and listen to this, if you haven't read the book yet, you can do that.
Now's the time to hit the pause button. The two lines.
Otherwise, you can continue forward as we talk all things Home Before Dark.
What did you think?
Okay. Now, as you know, because I've talked about it here, I read Lock Every Door by Riley Sager a few months ago. And I'd never read anything by him before. That was my first.
That's your... Okay.
And I don't even remember how I stumbled upon his books.
Yeah.
But it was such a fun surprise. I really... liked Lock Every Door. Okay. It was super fun. This one is different than Lock Every Door. Still a mystery.
Yes.
But it's different in that it's like a story within a story.
Mm-hmm. I loved the book within a book. Like we were reading two books.
Yeah. It was so fun.
I liked
that. I really, really liked it. So are we going to do... What did you give it?
I gave it 4 stars.
I gave it 4 stars.
I liked it a lot. I do reserve 5 stars a bit.
Yeah,
so
that's okay.
4 is a great rating for me. Well, I've only given 1 5-star out of the 19 books I've read so far this year.
You've only given 1 4-star?
I mean, 1 5-star.
Let me repeat. I was like, holy moly, let's find you new books.
No. I've given a lot of 4 stars, only 1 5-star. So 4-star is really high. Like,
absolutely, I agree.
And I've read...
A 4-star is a you should read.
Absolutely, you should read it. I've read others of his books, like we talked about that, Final Girls and this one, Lock Every Door. This is my favorite one of his out of what I've read.
I love that. I love hearing that.
I'm wondering if I've read more than just those other two. I was trying to look that up to see, but... this one is by far my favorite and for a few reasons. So where do we want to start?
Okay, let's just remind everyone what this book is about.
Okay.
Just if it's been a minute since you've read it or if you haven't read it yet. This book is about a young family, a mom, a dad, and a daughter, and they have an opportunity to buy this old, abandoned mansion.
Huge.
On
more
like,
space than they could ever
so
dream
many
of having.
Acres, right? Yeah. Like this huge property out kind of by itself. And it has a history, as all abandoned mansions do.
Right.
And the history is a little sketchy. So they are told a little bit about the history.
But not really.
Many details.
Yeah. Not right? enough.
No, details. Definitely. So there's you know, an old rich owner who's controlling. There's mysterious deaths that have happened at this house. Specifically, the most recent being the owner just before them.
Mm-hmm. Which it sat vacant for a while.
Yes.
But then the most recent owner right. before that.
Is another young family.
With a little girl.
With a little girl.
So there's Marta, the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl is Katie.
And Curtis, the dad.
And Curtis, the dad. The Carvers.
Yes. And the dad, the story is that the dad murdered the daughter
mm-hmm.
and then killed himself.
Right. So
murder, suicide. In a really yucky way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of hanging over this house too, because that happened within the house. So they decide, though, that this is like a great opportunity and they're going to do it.
It's well below market value. So
yes,
killer deal. They're going to live there and fix it up. And he's a writer. So this is just the perfect place for him to do writing. He's got plenty of room and his own office. And it's just looking
kind of like the dream future, right?
Yeah.
They'll spend their time.
They've moved from a little apartment into this big house that they're going to fix up and have all this space.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds dreamy, right?
Absolutely. But wrong. They only make it there for 22 days.
Is it 22?
I think
22
so.
22 days. I forgot the exact number. It's not even a whole month.
It's not even a month. And they leave. And
never return.
Never return.
Can you imagine? I can't imagine this. Like, A, they couldn't even really afford this. Like, she, Jess, the mom
mm-hmm.
and wife, had inherited some money recently from a grandfather that had passed away. And so they're, even though it's well below market value, this is more like they're tapped out. This
oh,
is
yeah. like, every dollar.
They have nothing extra. So they've put, can you imagine putting everything, like you are just buying your dream house.
Right. And hoping it works out.
And keeping your, like, this could be money pit.
Yes.
This could be a total very money pit. Very
likely would be.
And if you have to walk away 22 days later, what
it would
do you
be
do?
Awful. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens? You don't know why
they
walk out. Okay. Yeah. But as soon as they leave, the dad, Ewan, writes a novel about their experience.
Yeah.
In this house. And it's a haunted story house. About yeah. the haunted house, right?
Right.
And all the things that happened while they were there and why they ultimately left. So Maggie, their daughter, skip ahead. She's uh-huh. all grown up and has no memories of their time spent in this house.
She was 5.
So that's pretty young. There. Like pretty I tried young. To think about what I remember from when I'm 5. And that's vague.
Very few situations.
Yes. And they were only there for 22 days.
Yeah. So this would not be.
It wouldn't be a very big memory, you'd think.
Right.
Although
these were some pretty freaky things that happened in this house.
Yes.
So you have this like juxtaposition of reading his book of what happened when she was 5 in that.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what you're doing.
Right.
You read what the book alongside her adult experiences.
Current day, what she's doing with the house. Now that she's an adult, her dad's passed away, and she's inherited this house. And she's trying to piece together. She's always thought her dad's book was just made up.
Wasn't real. That all
it wasn't
a lie.
Real. It was all a lie for a good story.
But they said it's real. Like her parents yeah. are like,
yes, can you imagine?
This happened to us.
This really did happen.
And they stand by that forever.
Yeah.
And she
is like, my parents
is like, this is not real.
Have made up
ghosts
this
are not
whole
real. Yeah.
Part of my childhood. And it's very much about her.
Yeah.
And her experience in the house. Cause a lot of these hauntings and things were specifically towards her.
Crazy.
Can you imagine reading about yourself through your parents' eyes on a situation that you don't remember. And not having any
memories of it.
Yeah. Of course you would think it's a lie.
Right? Like, she makes a comment, I think, at the beginning, like, when she talks about reading it for the first time, because she was, like, in her teens, I think, or 12 or something, when she read it for the very first time. And she was like, who is this person that they're talking about? It is not me. This is not me
at all.
And then she's kind of, like, hurt that her parents would, like, portray her that way.
Yeah.
Because it's so unlike her real character.
And I think she goes through life just kind of being hurt, A, because her parents have portrayed her as something else. They've profited off of this supposed story of her, and they're lying and saying that it really was true and it really did happen to her.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of famous for this. So yes, when she goes around,
confused.
Yeah. When people meet her, they're like, oh, you're.
Yeah.
Tell me about living in that house. And she's like, I was 5. I don't remember anything. Like, I don't want this to be our conversation starter.
Absolutely. Well, and it's like, wouldn't there be a little bit of confusion? Like, this is who I think I am, but this is who they're saying that I am. Like,
maybe they're right, and I don't realize.
Real here. Like, who am I? I think that would be really hard to deal with. Like, trying to find your own self within these confusing portrayals of you.
Absolutely.
So I think there's a little bit of that, and it plays into the choices that she makes, like when she goes back to the house, because I think she's fighting this younger self, right? Like, yes. I am not you.
Right.
And I am
this is ridiculous. Yes. This is a lie. This is all made up. I am strong. I'm independent.
For sure.
So she goes back to the house. She's going to fix it up. That's what she does for a profession.
Yep.
And she's going to fix it up. She's like,
I'm just going to sell it. Yeah.
So let's talk creep factors here.
Okay. Old house.
Old creepy house. Creep. That's been abandoned.
And all the crazy things that happened there.
Yes. What freaked you out the most? Can we just say,
okay, realistically, this house is like 150 years old, I'm guessing. Like, really old.
Old.
Okay. Like, probably things happen in a house.
When it's been around for that long.
Right. Yeah. Like, no one's life is perfect, right? Like, things happen. People
die.
Yeah.
All the time in their homes.
And so, wouldn't you... Like, but to catalog, like, only the bad things.
That's true. We've only looked at the bad things that have happened in this house.
Right? Like, a part of me kind of went, like, well, in that era when the house was built, right, he kind of was an ornery, controlling, rich man. Yeah. But how common was he? Probably quite common.
True. We're not going to compare him to...
Like, you compare him to...
of today.
Yes.
It was a different time. I kind of kept
thinking that. I'm like, you know what? You can't think he... Like, that's probably very normal. That doesn't make him a murderer. Because there is this idea that, like, he murdered his daughter. And maybe he did.
Yeah.
But would you really murder your daughter? If you're that controlling, wouldn't you just control her?
Right.
Because the story is, right, that, like, his daughter, Indigo, was... in love with a painter. And a painter is like a lower class person.
Could not provide for what she is used to.
So her dad says, no, you can't marry him. And they plan to elope. And so his dad kills her. Like,
right.
He would just lock her down.
Why would you kill her? I mean, then she's really gone.
Yeah.
If she marries him, that's a different life, but she's around.
Yeah.
Kill him.
I know.
Not your daughter.
That would definitely make more sense. Right? And if he was as powerful as they make you believe, he could certainly have gotten away with it.
Yes. So Maggie, as a 5-year-old little girl in this house, has these imaginings.
Yeah.
These ghosts that her parents think are imaginary friends. Because that's what you would think, but they're ghosts that are haunting her in reality-ish, that she thinks is Indigo, correct?
Yes.
So Miss Pennyface,
mm-hmm.
is that right? I always want to say Pennywise because of yes. it. But Miss Pennyface.
Miss Pennyface. Because she has pennies over her eyes.
Yes. So she has these shiny pennies. She can still see, but her eyes are pennies. Which this reminds me of Coraline. With yes, the buttons over with their the eyes. Buttons. That's how I was envisioning it.
Me too.
And then Mr. Shadow, which as they're putting these stories together, and the story in the book that her dad writes is that that's Mr. Garrison.
Yes.
Right? Garrison?
Yes.
And her dad.
Or is it Mr. Carver? Because Mr. Carver, because Mr. Shadow always tells her, you're going to die in this house.
Oh, yeah. Because of what that. So is it Indigo or Katie?
So it's Katie, maybe. No, I think it was an older person. It was an older person.
So it would be Indigo?
I think she thought it was Indigo.
I think she thought it was Indigo, too.
And Indigo was nice.
Okay, because Curtis Carver is the one who's communicating with him.
Yes. And she, remember he asks him?
Yes. Okay. The creep things in here. A Ouija board.
Totally never use a Ouija board.
I was always so afraid of it. Like, have you ever used one?
No, because I want to sleep at night.
Yeah. I've been at parties like when I was fifth, sixth grade, junior high.
Sure.
Where they pull out the Ouija board and they do. And I'm out. Who has one? I'm out of there.
Who buys these things? What's wrong with you?
Whose parents buy a Ouija board for their kids?
That is crazy.
Like, to me, that was playing with the devil.
Yes.
Playing with evil spirits. And I didn't want to know if it was real or not. It's right. better to just be like, nope, in my head, it's not real because I'm not going to test it to see.
Absolutely. I'm
and
with so you.
I never understood people's drive and want to play with a
like,
Ouija board.
What are you going to do if it moves? Like, what are
I'm
you going to do?
I'm going to freak out and scream is what I'm going to do. So no, thank you.
Seriously.
I never, ever.
I 100% agree with you.
Out.
So he gets the Ouija board because he wants to find out like who these ghosts are talking
if they
to
can
his
really
daughter.
Communicate with him. Yeah. So this is Maggie's dad.
Yeah. Like these things Ewan. Are happening to his daughter and he's kind of like, what the heck?
Well, let's see if we can, if they really are, because at first he thinks they're imaginary friends, but things keep happening, creeping him out. So the different things that creep him out, the tapping in the hall.
Yes, comes at the
closer,
same time.
At the same time and gets closer. And it's almost as if it's running past his bedroom door.
Ew.
Oh my gosh, this is all my worst nightmares.
Seriously.
Sounds in my house at night. My imagination goes crazy at what they are.
Seriously.
And I've got some really, really good, creepy thoughts of what different sounds of my house are.
You read a lot of scary books.
Yes. I don't know why, because my imagination, I'm scared all the time.
You should think about that. Maybe sci-fi is the better route for you.
Maybe.
But seriously,
I
though,
freak myself out often.
Yes.
So
and then
this,
you add
that
this kind
freaky.
Of stuff.
Those noises
and
at
like
night.
To stick around and like wait to actually see what it's spelling out, like I would be gone.
Right.
I would not wait around. I don't want to know.
I don't want to live in this house.
No, I don't want to know what you have to say. Keep it to yourself.
Right. Please don't communicate with me.
If there is a ghost living in the same house that I am, you just do your thing and I'll just do mine. Like we do not, I don't need to know you're there.
Right.
You don't need to tell me. Just do your thing.
Yeah. Please,
right? That's
don't
my
let
feelings.
Me know you're there. Live amongst me.
If I don't know you're there, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So this is just a public service announcement for all ghosts out there.
Stay
just
away.
Just live among us.
Yeah, I don't need to
you
hear from you.
You don't have to let me know what you need me to know.
No, you just
Thank
do your
you.
Thing and I'll just do mine. Like we can coexist peacefully.
So now that we've got that figured out, he uses a Ouija board and then
Ewan
uses
doesn't feel the same way as we do.
Yeah. The bells.
Yes. So this old as house has 23 bells from all the different rooms in the house so that you can like ring and say, come and help me to the staff.
To the staff. Like, I need help in this room and they'll come running.
Yes.
And those bells go off all the time, which kind of cool that he maybe figured out a little too quickly the code.
That was
like,
a little
that
quick.
That was a little quick for figuring out
I
a code.
I never would have figured. And how did
But
how did Curtis Carver know to do that too. Like right. They really came together on that quick.
Yeah. So,
but still cool.
They alphabetize these the bells, and then he can ask Curtis Carver questions, and he answers through the bells.
Right.
So the bells, at least he gets an answer to why these bells keep ringing randomly.
Yes.
He's trying to communicate. This is after the Ouija board. So we've got random bell ringings. We've got sounds in the middle of the night tapping along the hall.
So freaky.
The music, the record player that randomly turns on and plays The Sound of Music.
Yes.
The Sound of Music is such a lovely little musical.
Yes.
And now I have a creep feeling about it.
Now it's totally creepy.
That totally creeps.
You are 16, going on 17. So it's so creepy. Horrific.
Yeah. I've never thought of that song as creepy.
I know.
It's super creepy.
It's super creepy. And because,
I will never hear it and think of it the same way.
Especially when you think that there is this dead ghost that's a teenager. That age when she died. And mm-hmm. So to have that song playing.
Yeah. Ooh, creepy.
Totally creepy.
And then here's the icing on the cake of terrifying things. The snakes.
I hate snakes.
I hate snakes.
Why did they need to be such like a prominent part of the story?
Okay, so when I talked about in our fun fact that the creep factor in this was a snake, I was kind of hesitant to get to this part of the book. I wanted to get to it and have it be over with. So that first snake that comes out, one snake.
Yeah.
Wraps it in a...
Yes. A sack.
A sack or a drop cloth or something. Throws it outside. It leaves. Done. I was like, phew. That's over.
It wasn't that bad.
It's not that bad. It's over. I can relax now. What? What are you doing to me? Two more snake scenes.
Seriously.
Two more.
And they're not little snakes. And
then the painting of the snake, the girl holding the snake.
That was creepy.
There was a lot of snake in here, but snakes.
That also, yes, can we talk about the painting?
It's so creepy.
So she's like holding a bunny and he scrapes the bunny off and under the bunny is a snake. Now, can I just ask if the painter loved her and thought he was going to try and marry her? Why would he paint her holding a snake?
Right. I didn't get that part of it. What am I missing there?
I don't know. I kept
was
thinking.
Was he really saying she's disturbed?
But if so, why do you want to marry her? Why do you want to marry her?
Yeah.
Like, I just could not.
Was that some kind of a power or she's unique or she's.
But a snake?
Why a snake?
A snake is like slithery and sneaky. Ugh. And like.
Ugh.
I don't know.
I honestly gag at the thought of the snakes.
And she like was so beautiful in the painting. Like they talk about
angelic.
It.
Like she was glowing. The
and then
love.
She's holding a snake.
And then she's holding a snake.
Like to me that just felt like, so did, was she leading him on? Why? Why?
So
why?
These were the letters that were found in the boards, right? Of their love, these love letters.
Yes, but it was all
his.
Did
he really paint that picture of her, or did he make that up, or did Ewan make that up for the story?
That
these paintings never really existed.
They never really existed. No.
So why did he make it up that she has a snake?
I don't know. Just to have like tie in all the snakes, like the snakes were from her?
I don't know.
I couldn't figure that out.
Or that something there was evil, that there was something not right with her. I don't know.
I thought that was gross.
So him standing on the counter with all the snakes on the ground and the sound of the thud. Oh, first a snake in your drink.
Ew, he put it in his mouth.
I've never even worried about a snake in my drink. Snake in the toilet? Yes.
Sure, might bite your butt.
Yes.
Ew.
That thought has crossed my mind. A time or two sitting on the toilet. Never crossed my mind that a snake could come into my mouth while I'm drinking.
Ew! Ah,
it scratched his teeth.
Ew!
Gross.
It like spent a lot of time in there. And I kept thinking like, get it out.
Description. Like, what are you doing? And then they start dropping from the ceiling and the thud, and they're getting bigger, not just baby snakes, big snakes.
I don't like snakes.
And not only are there a ton, and he decides the only way to get out is to jump off the counter and run, they're chasing him and diving after him.
Like, these are really weird snakes. Because I think they would bite at you, but I don't think they'd care enough to chase you.
Like, don't you think they'd be more afraid of you? This is my nightmare with snakes. Like, ooh, when he says they land and they're all intertwined on the table and they have to un... And when he steps on the one and it slithers under his foot. Oh my gosh. This is my worst nightmare. This is the worst.
Seriously.
I could feel it like on my legs when I was reading this. Totally creeped out.
So awful. It was so awful.
It was awful.
I half listened, right? Because I'm listening. So I'm just like, are we still talking about snakes here?
I would have left and never gone back to that house. Just purely just the from fear that. Of another snake being in the house somewhere.
Because it was a whole freaking nest that he didn't know was there. Yeah. Like, what other creatures are living in the walls?
There's got to be. I mean, you know that can't be just them.
Right? Right? Okay.
And then they come back again.
I know.
So not just a one-timer or a two-timer.
It was three
times. A three-time snake
scene. Like, why didn't they have an exterminator? Like, that would be the first thing on my list.
What do you do? It reminds me of there was a house built over, a brand new house built on a snake nest underneath. And so,
ew.
This is a true story. No. This is my nightmare. They had to leave the house. They couldn't inhabit the house because they couldn't get rid of all the snakes.
Wow. Where that's was horrible. This?
I want to say Idaho.
Ew. That's not very far away.
I know. Too close. In my bubble, snakes don't live where we live.
Yeah.
And until I see one, I can continue with that mindset.
So we were the, like, one of the first houses in our neighborhood of, like, new houses. So we had a lot of fields all around us for quite a while.
You've had snakes.
And there, it was not uncommon in the first couple of years to find snakes, like, in your garage or your yard if it wasn't done yet, if it was still dirt.
You had snakes.
Yeah. I don't live far away from you.
I know, but they don't come to my house.
No, they don't. So right? When other houses got built, they found other homes. They went somewhere else. Haven't seen them in a long time.
I know they're there. People post pictures of them, like when they're out
on the trails.
On the trails.
Wonderful trails, yeah.
Yeah, and they're there, but I have never encountered one personally, and I just keep my fingers crossed.
I do that for you.
Thank you.
Because we don't have like a proper, like, walkway to the trail. There's a trail really close to our house, right below our neighborhood. But there's not, like, this, like...
A trail to get to the trail.
Right.
You've got to go through
the... We have to go through the field to get to this. I think
you shared the story about this.
I probably did. And it was, like, I almost stepped on it, and it started rattling, and I was like...
And that's the worst.
And I started running, and I kind of left my child, like, hope they're following me. So it is the worst experience. It's scary.
Snakes.
Adrenaline so, does bad things to you as a parent.
This gave me the heebie-jeebie thriller
so
wise
scary.
Because of the snake factor.
So scary.
Yeah.
And can we talk about, like, the dresser in the girl's bedroom? It's
the door
creepy.
Kept opening
and
closing.
It was hooked to the wall, like you couldn't move it.
Yeah.
And, like, the girl kept saying, like, that there was
someone in there.
In her dresser. And she sleeps in the dresser.
Ugh. Wouldn't you...
Like, wouldn't you investigate more?
Investigate that a little more. And maybe then just, like, nail it shut. Novel idea.
Brilliant idea.
Like, you can't remove it. Something's going on. Even if it's, like, not real. But, like, look, honey. We're going to put all these boards over it.
We're going to do everything
we can. We're
going to
board it closed.
Let's tear it down. Like, it's hooked to the wall.
Great idea.
Let's tear it down.
No reason to have this here from... hundreds plus years
especially
ago.
Especially, like, with it being so connected to your daughter's, like, nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't sleep and the doors are, like, often left open and it's creepy.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you do something about it? I felt like they just kind of were like, oh, that's weird. And like never really investigated, and to their own detriment.
Yes. And how creepy, because we're talking all spoilers here, turns out there's a door back behind the armoire and people really were coming into their daughter's bedroom.
From the outside of the house.
Ah!
That's insane.
All the safety issues.
Like, of this I just old keep house. Thinking, like, what don't I know? Like, what am I not listening to my children? Because my kids tell me stuff all the time. And I'm like, yeah. Crazy. You know, like, yeah, like, yeah. Oh, my well, of kids course
that's
have,
what you would think.
Tell me like the craziest things. Yeah, I would never, I don't like give them 100%
right.
of my believability. Like, I don't like totally believe them. And I don't like really listen. So I'm sure that that's like a part of it. But that we're talking about a scared child.
Extreme.
Like so extreme that they've taken her to see a therapist.
Yeah.
And even the therapist is like, her imagination is incredibly vivid.
Yes.
Right?
But don't you think even as she goes back to that same therapist as an adult to find out the story, the therapist was like, yes, these things really did happen. That's not what the therapist relayed to the parents at the time. They were like, she just has a really, really strong imagination. No, there's nothing wrong in this house.
Yes.
There can't be. That's silly. These are imaginings. And yet here comes Maggie and she's like, oh no, everything you said, I believed was true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that kind of how it came across?
It did a little bit. I feel like this is the way I understood it. So when she kind of says everything your father wrote was how it happened with us. Mm-hmm. Like you came in.
This is exactly what you told me.
Yes. And I told him that they were just imaginings. Like I told, you know, like mm-hmm. I believed. But then when I read the book, it was like, oh, wow. She really saw these ghosts. Yeah. So I feel like the book swayed her to it was okay. real.
And as Maggie's going through this experience as an adult in this house, she's even starting to be swayed by the
book. She's questioning, right?
Like this.
Maybe this is real.
Is real. Because things are happening to her now as an adult in the house. Some of the same types of things. And she's thinking, okay, maybe my dad wasn't lying.
I think you would. Like, weird things are happening to her in this house. Things are going missing. She's hearing weird sounds. It's an old house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit of a rewind. There was a caretaker who had daughters
mm-hmm.
who would come and play with her.
Elsa.
Yes.
Had her two daughters.
Petra
and Helen.
Mm-hmm.
Petra was older. She was the 16-ish year mm-hmm. old
and
one.
And she would like babysit.
Uh-huh. In the short amount of time that they lived there, she would come and babysit a couple times. Yeah,
she would kind of come and be, you know, just a helper because they needed, everyone needs a sitter.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a parent,
that's
you need a
break.
One of
the first things you need to figure out.
Absolutely. So she came and spent time there and Petra went missing about the same time that they left the house. So that's also like an unsolved mystery that's going on.
Thing related to this house. So this house just has a bad reputation of bad things happening around
it. Yeah, it is.
But the caretaker, the housekeeper, Elsa, the mom of the two girls, is still taking care of the house.
Yeah.
Has kept it up. Like, not necessarily kept it super clean, but kept it kind of
just
taken care of.
Yeah, that's her job, right?
Yeah.
Like, and they never let her go.
Pay her mm-hmm. to keep an eye on the house and take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Maggie comes back to the house, I thought that was creepy that Elsa was in the house.
Yeah.
And that was one of her first experiences. And Elsa now is suffering from Alzheimer's. It's not always clear-minded.
Yeah.
And so
she's having some dementia.
She is coming and looking for her daughter, Petra, still,
mm-hmm.
who went missing so many years ago, and she wants to see her and is not...
Is she home yet?
Yeah.
Like, not all clear on time.
So there's that creep factor, too, is this...
It is kind of weird.
Like, and she has access to the house and has been in the house because she's been taking care of it.
Yeah.
So you've got multiple people who have access to this house because there's also a...
Dane,
who is the grandson of the groundskeeper.
Groundskeeper, yes.
Who lives in a cottage.
There are a lot nearby. Of characters.
There are a lot of characters in here to book. Keep track
and
of.
And yeah, I never felt like overwhelmed by the characters.
No,
I always seemed to know who everyone was.
I agree. I did get a little just my the apologies. Characters.
I couldn't hear what you said.
Well, that was interesting. Talking about ghosts.
I maybe jumped a little bit there. That was like funny that it was just like, your phone, but it did scare me.
Whoa. Excuse me.
Back to
I did book. Get a little confused with the generational stories of the people that lived in the house.
Yes.
Like Indigo and her dad and then Katie, the
Carvers. Yes.
Like which
and then
one
there
was
like a time a where it was like a bed and breakfast. Did you catch that?
Yeah, there were,
There was quite a few years where
and somebody
weird
fell
things
out a window
happened.
Or somebody died on the
years.
Premises. Anyway, yeah, there were some of that. So there was a little confusion there. I also want to say, so I got a little confused there, but not too bad.
No,
I
it
did
wasn't
not
very...
love the narrator.
Oh, interesting.
I did not love the narrator.
Like the person doing the narration
of both
audiobook.
Of the voices. Yeah, because they had two. They had the someone narrating Maggie and someone narrating
Ewan
when he was reading the book. I didn't like either of them.
And yet still were able to give it 4 stars.
Although I loved the book, I did not love the narration. I felt like the narration made the characters kind of whiny.
Okay.
Anyway, that was just my...
I hadn't thought
too deeply
about it. It
wasn't so distracting
but
that I didn't like the story, but...
Yeah, I wonder if that was affected my perception of the book as well. Because there were a few things where... I will say, there were some parts where I was like, okay, like, let's get... Like, it kind of dragged for a minute.
Yes. I'd say at the end. Towards the end, it was like...
Like, we're throwing in these new things. Yeah. We've got a lot going on here. Like, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
But I still liked it.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. Like, I don't want to say that and discourage anyone from reading it. It's still definitely worth
it. It was very minor.
Yes.
A very minor
for
complaint
being nitpicky.
About it. A little nitpicky there. But I agree with you. I felt like towards the end, it kind of slowed down or was like, whoa. However, the ending, pretty early on, I was thinking... Oh, Maggie did it and they're covering for her.
That never crossed my mind.
I didn't want that to be what happened. So then when it gets to the end and that comes out, I was like, oh, blah, blah.
I was like,
so then
oh
I was
gosh.
So excited it kept going on and there was another little twist to
yes.
it.
Are we going to talk about the ending now?
Yeah, I think we have to.
Okay. So
is
in the
time?
End, it's time. There are a few twists, right?
Yes.
For a while, you're being led to believe, okay, they find Petra's bones. Maggie finds Petra's bones when she's renovating.
In the floor ceiling compartment.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's confirmed that she's dead because they never really knew what happened
she
to her
just
for a lot
missing.
Of years.
Creepy.
All the years.
Creepy to have bones. After the snakes fall
so
out of the ceiling,
creepy.
Then you've got some bones falling out of the ceiling.
Okay.
Okay.
So... They kind of lead you to believe that Ewan, Maggie's dad, maybe had a not okay relationship
not
with this young girl and didn't want her to tell anyone or whatever. Something happened and he kills
died.
Her and he hides her body in the floor.
Or that he had something to do with her disappearance beforehand. And then they find these bones and they're like, okay, he totally.
Yes.
Even Maggie is like, I don't want to believe my dad did this, but what else could it be?
Yeah. And she feels like her dad's been lying about other things. So maybe he lied about this.
Yeah.
And did this.
And this is what he's really lying to cover up.
Right.
That would explain why he lied to me.
Yes.
There has
and
to
it's
be another
very,
reason.
And it was really disheartening because I liked her dad. Like, I felt like, can't we just have a good dad?
Right.
Just want a good dad.
And even in there when the dad was like, the mom accused him of having his hands around her neck, the red marks on her neck.
Yeah.
And she really thought he was hurting her daughter. That part made me so sad because how horrible to be accused.
Of trying to
and
kill
then
you.
You're like, well,
did I do it?
Did I do it? And maybe and that he was relieved, like, yes, you need to take Maggie and leave. That's going to be the safest thing for you because I don't know what's going on here.
Yes.
And I could be hurting her.
because maybe someone's like taking over my body.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It is horrible.
That's horrible.
So there's that whole thing. So I was glad to find out that it wasn't him, because then all of a sudden it wasn't him. It was Dane. Right? Yes. It was the groundskeeper, because they're the ones who had a relationship and were sneaking out to see each other years ago. She comes to
find out that he knew her back then and that they had been sneaking around.
Right?
It was him, because so he's the one he's who was accused. With her when the bones fell out of the ceiling.
Yes.
And so...
And she discovers their relationship that was a secret. So she's like, it was you.
And he was kind of like sketchy running after about her. It. Like, yes. Don't say anything. No one's going to believe me because I've been to jail before. And
yes.
Oh, so we think it's Dane.
So then it's Dane. And then it's like, dun, dun, dun. No, it's Maggie.
Maggie. So here comes mom back from her vacation. That was a little silly. Like, really, wouldn't you have called your daughter?
Yes.
I know maybe you were trying to rush back.
Yes.
But you have said, a taxi ride to the airport. You could call and be like, get out. I'm on my way back.
Yeah. There's things you don't know. I will come and tell you.
Yes.
No, she doesn't she do that. She
just jumps on a plane and finds her way back 4 days later, however many days.
After all these crazy things have happened to Maggie.
But then she comes in and tells Maggie, this is the real story.
We love you so much that we didn't ever tell you that you killed her.
You killed
Petra.
Petra.
And you pushed her down the stairs. And it wasn't just a knock, like you guys were fighting there's scratch marks on Petra.
I mean, because honestly, though, she was 5.
And that's the other thing. It's like she had scratch marks on her face and things. Yeah. Like, how would she have reached?
Yeah.
Enough to cause her to fall down the stairs.
And like, to cover up this whole murder.
Because a
5-year-old maybe pushed her down the stairs. That would have been considered an accident. She was 5.
She was 5. And it really wouldn't have been.
These parents really weren't thinking through this very well.
No. Like, as much as I feel like, yeah, you love your daughter, but not enough to find out the truth. She kept saying, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Let someone come in and investigate it.
Yeah.
So that we get the truth here.
Yeah, because she's telling you she didn't do it.
So here, the mom and dad have played this whole thing. I'll write this story about how the house is haunted.
So nobody goes there. So
that nobody will go there and find that we hid the body to protect our 5-year-old daughter who killed the 16-year-old babysitter. I mean, this is kind of a lot.
It is a lot.
A lot of cover up for...
And then what do we find out in through the... Oh, and let's not forget that she was given a pie.
Oh, I totally forgot Marta. About that.
She's befriended Marta.
Carver.
Carver, who is the single woman now whose husband and...
Killed their daughter and then killed himself.
And she just stayed living in the town and it has a bakery. And so she gave her a pie because she's just like, oh, I'm glad that we're friends and...
We have so much in common and...
Your dad's a psycho and...
Just like my husband was. And it's hard to believe the people you love could do something so horrible.
Yeah.
And you really think she's coming from a place of comfort.
So they eat the pie. Her and her mom, which, mind you,
the mom had a little tiny bite, not as much, but they did say something like she took a tiny bite.
Okay. She didn't eat very much. Okay,
but I kind of thought the mom would come back because she realized that she wasn't feeling good. She'd come back and realize what had happened and save her daughter, but that's not what happened.
No.
But
so she eats the pie and she goes up into her old room, and who comes through the cupboard?
Because there's a door back behind the ivy on the outside of the house that nobody knew about.
That leads right through the cupboard. And it's...
Who told her about the door?
Marta. Helen does.
Helen, the sister.
Because that's how she's stealing things. She had been coming in
to
haunt
them and move stuff around. She's stealing it to
sell. Remember? She's selling stuff.
There are so many things.
There are so many things in this book.
So many.
Like, it could have been anyone, I felt like.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So here Marta came in, and she with really was the one. With
glasses on, and they reflect in the light so that it looks like pennies.
So that's where Miss Pennyface came from, as from a 5-year-old perspective, which I love that. Yep. Because as a 5-year-old, you're trying to make sense of things.
Yes.
And I love that characteristic of it.
Totally.
It's this girl with penny glasses. Eyes. And it was really glasses and the moon.
the way it reflecting would reflect
on it, or the lights reflecting on it.
So clever.
So Marta was really the one who
was Mrs. Pennyface. She
was caught breaking into the room by Petra. And so they got in a scuffle and she...
In her effort to try to explain herself to Petra, she pushes Petra down the stairs.
And Petra dies.
So Marta killed Petra.
It was really Marta, and Marta knew the whole time and was living right there in that town and was never looked at because of the book and all the other things. The
Carvers are crazy.
All the Carvers are crazy. Seriously. Turns out.
I mean, she had a horrific thing happen in her family, which was she needed mental help
a little bit there. But the fact that she keeps coming into the house to watch the little girl, to watch Maggie.
That is creepy.
Just to watch her sleep at night because it reminded her of her daughter.
That creep, is so creep, creepy. Creep.
Can you imagine waking up to someone just staring at you? And as a 5-year-old, do you think it's someone with penny eyes? This is horrifying.
Seriously, like you believe you need to start listening to your children.
Yeah, when they come in crying, you let them into your bed and you hug them and comfort them.
Seriously. That's what this showed me. Seriously.
That's terrifying.
So when Mrs. Pennyface or Marta comes in to Maggie, adult Maggie, and starts telling her everything that's happened, all of a sudden Maggie realizes she doesn't feel so good.
Oh, back to the poisoning.
She was poisoned by the pie that Marta gave her. Because Marta's planning on killing her.
So that the truth doesn't get out. This is
crazy.
Yes. And here Dane's been arrested.
Yes, for Petra's murder.
For Petra's murder. And
he probably will be convicted because he's been convicted before.
Yes.
Of another crime.
So who's going to trust him?
Right. This is crazy. It was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
I did like at the end that the mom was tried.
Yes.
For lying and covering up a murder. I think that was very realistic and that it was time to pay
the music, right?
Yeah. You covered up something that all of this could have been resolved if you had just called the police at that point.
Yeah.
Bad judgment call.
Totally.
But this was a good haunted house story.
It totally was. It was not crazy because the whole time I'm thinking like, yeah, like this is a crazy haunted house. And then at the end you find out that like, no, it was just real humans all the time.
Right. Because there's no such thing as ghosts.
Right.
But I was thinking.
I know. But there
are such things as snakes.
Yes, there are.
There are things to be afraid of here.
Absolutely.
Ghosts and snakes alike.
Right? Ugh. And maybe just like visit old houses. Don't live in them.
Right.
That was a good book.
Oh, I liked it a lot.
I did not see all the twists in the end. I kept trying to figure it out, but there were so many players that I couldn't quite figure it out.
I agree.
I didn't want to believe. I knew they were trying to make you believe that Petra and Ewan had this like affair going on.
I never wanted to believe that.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Because
he's a good dad. He's a good dad.
Yeah.
He was a good guy. And she was just like a neighborhood girl that was interested in like ghost stories.
Right.
History.
And she had to sneak around to see Dane because her mom was so strict.
She was very strict.
Very, very strict with what they were allowed and not allowed to do. So that's what happens when
you're super strict.
You're too strict. Your kids sneak out and then bad things happen.
That's right. You want them to be honest.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I think that we've covered, I know we can't cover everything because it is a lot of a book.
I know. When you brought up the pie there at the end, I was like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot that piece
of it. There was so many things and like the hotel and blah, blah, blah. So if you've read this and there's things that like you really wish we talked about, please message us, like let us know.
Right.
We want to hear from you. I want to hear the parts that really stood out to you that had you going, like scratching your head or like things that you figured out and you could totally see coming that maybe we didn't. I want to hear about it.
I liked it so much.
There was a lot in that book.
That was a lot. It was super fun.
Definitely kept me guessing the whole time.
Yeah.
I loved like hearing the story being read from her dad.
Yes.
Like she was reading it. As an adult. Anyway, yeah, I really like that. That was super clever.
I agree. Very good clever. Good book.
join us next month as we read Dark Matter.
Yeah, let's see. Let's
it's going to be, I hope it's like as good as does. This one. Yeah, totally different genre. We're going to try it out.
Yeah. And let us know what you think of that. Have you read it? Because it's an older book. It's
2016. We've
been choosing newer books, but this one, 2016. So have you read it already?
Thumbs it's got up, a wait still at our library.
Does it? I haven't even looked yet.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So that's kind of fun, Mike, that it's a still few popular. Years out and it still like has a wait list. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know.
And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Leave us messages, comment. We love interacting with you. Yes. So fun.
Send us an email at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Definitely.
We love to hear what you have to say.
And next week we will be talking about what's on our shelf. So other books that we're currently reading.
And we've read
so many.
Some that you're going to want to hear.
I know. Some that we
not
both
to
read.
Leave you hanging, but ooh. I can't wait to talk about.
I know.
What can we record have that read soon? Lately because we were hitting some of the same ones, or at least one of the same ones. So
that is going to be so fun to talk about.
Yeah. So we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Thank you, Amphibious Zoo. We love our music.
Yes.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.